Yes, my beloveds, good evening. How are you guys doing? What's popping? I am officially recovering from the flu. It is definitely not COVID-19 because I got tested. Because we are out here doing the most and taking care of ourselves. Are you guys taking care of your own? Now, you guys can officially call in at 16 minutes past the hour. Right? But for starters, let's start now with the juice, right? So, it was Monica and Ndapandula, right? Now, Monica and Ndapandula, they are chilling there, and they are friends, man. They've been friends for like 20 years. They are roughly, let's say, 32 right now. Mm-hmm. So they've been friends since they were 12 years old or 11 years old. Their birthdays are directly after each other, and they are basically soulmates, you know. They share everything from wigs to sugar, you understand. They give each other advice. They are there for each other. It's basically when friends become family. Both their parents, their set of parents are friends, and they are just great, you understand. Now, the issue had come in when Monica had always felt like the other one was under her skin, you understand. Ndapandula was always shady, you know. Monica is a very, very business-oriented type of person, you understand. So she goes out there and she makes the means, and she tries her level best to keep pushing through and get somewhere. She's an entrepreneur. Now, with Ndapandula is a psychologist, right? So she has an 8-to-5 job. She's working for the government, and basically that's all she does. So she waits for the paycheck end of the month, and that is her life, you understand. Now, every time Monica comes up with a business idea, and then she runs it past her friend is always quick to dismiss it, you know. No, that would never work. You're putting yourself at a risk. And you know, Monica is trusting on her friend, because I mean, after all, her friend is a psychologist and deals with a lot of people, so she might know the ins and the outs of things, you know. So she trusts in her friend. But then every time Ndapandula comes to Monica with maybe advice that she needs, you know, Monica always gives advice from the bottom of her heart, you understand. Like there was a time that her father was caught in legal battles and so forth, and then Ndapandula came to Monica and asked her, like, what do you think I should do? Should I contribute now to my father's bail? Should I contribute to his finances on the legal matters and whatnot? And then Monica was like, no, but at the end of the day, he's your dad. I think you should actually contribute and see how you guys can find each other halfway, you understand. So they've basically been a very big part of each other's lives, you understand, from the beginning until where they are at now. Now, Monica had fallen in love with some guy, right? Now, this guy, he's a nice guy, a stand-up citizen and all of that. Now, we don't want to push the story and the agenda to women can never be friends, and women, they always have these hidden things. But let's go there, you understand? Let's go there. And then Ndapandula had been single for something like 5 years. Ndapandula has no children. She lives alone with her dog and a cat, you know. And Monica, she found love, you know. They are both entrepreneurs. They like to talk, and they spend a lot of time together. Now, it was some shady business where 2 o'clock at night, the tate received a phone call when they were sleeping, and then Monica was also very alert, because, you know, at the end of the day, they feed each other these little stories of, yeah, you must be alert, sis, you must check it out, sis, you must do what, sis, you know, all those things, you understand. So Monica was obviously not sleeping when the tate answered the phone, but then he answered the phone, and then he had to step outside to go and continue talking. But he from what it sounded like he was talking to another woman or something like that, right? So Monica calls the friend and she says, sis, I don't know what's happening out here. I think this guy is having somebody on the side or what, right? Now Ndabandula used to be like, yeah, I don't even see what you see in this guy. I don't see what you see in this guy. This guy is not a nice person and all of that and all of that. Now Monica is asking, oh, kuza neni ne? Like kuzuna kene? Since when don't you like him? You know, I thought you liked him even the other day when we went out for dinner. You were very, you know, you're nice to him. I thought you liked him. And then Ndabandula is like, no. It's my job and my duty to always look out for you, sis. I don't think he's actually a good fit for you. I was like, oh, Monica was like, oh, I didn't know you feel like this. I will learn now, Kucha. If I'm having things that I need to discuss about my relationship, I will not come to you because you are not for it, Ndishi. Mm-hmm. Then Monica puts down the phone, goes back to bed, and then the tate comes back inside. They continue sleeping. She didn't ask about the phone call or anything. She just kept quiet. And when she kept quiet, right, now it has been bothering her. And then, yeah, eventually she brought it up. The tate dismissed it and, no, you are crazy. It's nobody. It's nothing. You know, those the typical manipulation that they throw. You understand? Like, no, I can't believe that you never thought that, I can't believe that you thought I could do that to you. Oh my goodness, no, I would never do that to you. Oh my goodness, what, right? Alright. And then, you know, Monica being Monica, because it's a friendship for 20 years. Come on, guys. So she calls now her friend Ndabandula, is like, no, this guy is playing me, brah. And then Ndabandula is like, yeah, just leave the guy or whatever, you understand? All right. A couple of months go by. She didn't leave the guy. They are there together. They are chilling. Yes. We are over 16 minutes, guys. You guys can start calling in and interrupt. Mm-hmm. So after a couple of months, she continued with the relationship, you know, because after all, he was not really doing anything else. It was just that one phone call, that one night. So I'm like, let's just forgive him, Moss. Right, so she hasn't seen Ndabandula for a while, and then she called him. And then she's like, "Oh, I know. Why are you not active in our friendship? You know, like you don't call me, you don't text. Well, what's happening? How are you doing, my friend?" Ndabandula is like, "No, I've just been caught up with work a lot. There's this guy." Then she starts talking about, "There's this guy that she had met, and he's such a nice guy. Wada wada wada." And she's talking about all the things that are going on and all of that in her new relationship. Right now, Monica is stoked and happy. She's smitten. She's happy for her friend. Kucha, woo, girl. I like these things. I like these love things that you are in. Girl, I'm so happy for you. I got you. You're like, oh my goodness. When do I meet him? And then she's like, no, like, let's just give it a little time. You know me. I'm very private. And he's also very private. So let's just give it a little bit of time. But they're now talking. Now every day is like, oh, that's what in Guinea, you know? Oh, story. You know, even when they started going out, shopping and all of that, now they are talking about their dudes now. Oh, my dude. Girl things, must. They are having fun, guys. Mm-hmm. So now keep in mind that these two are friends for 20 years, right? So in this friendship of theirs, it's very one-sided. You know, Monica is doing all the work and basically Ndabandula is just receiving. Mm-hmm. So, in this friendship of theirs, they also have keys to each other's places and all of that. So it's not a big deal. They're sisters, you understand? In case I leave town unannounced or unprepared or something, she can go there, feed the dogs, water the plants or whatever. Maintain my life while I'm not there. We're sisters. We got this, right? So there was a day that Ndabandula had gone out of town. She had gone with her lover out of town. They had gone to Sauce's play to go and do the air balloons and all of that. She was so excited. She showed her friend and like where they were going to go and where they were going to honeymoon, their honeymoon things, because they were still in the honeymoon phase, most, you know, the first 6 months of the relationship, honeymoon phase. Mm-hmm. So Monica had to go and actually pick up the dogs and then stay with the dog and the cat for a couple of days while the friend was gone. Now Monica had gone a bit too early. She was supposed to go later, but she went a bit too early. Now she gets there, her key is not working. She's like, oh, this girl, did she change the locks or what? You understand? She's calling the friend is not picking up. Then somehow, somewhere, she manages to maneuver the kitchen door, goes through into the house. Now, when she gets into the house, there's like loud music. Now she's like, this girl, she left the radio on. Then she walks and then she goes up the stairs and then she notices, which I know there's a glass of wine or whatever. Bah! She opens the door. She's like, hey, da pantula. Mona wanke. Then Dapandula was in the embrace of her lover. She didn't go anywhere. They were yet to go because there were bags that were packed. But guess who her lover is? Her lover is Monica's lover. They are sharing a lover. Monica is shocked, you know. How could, like, my sister, like, how could this happen? Like, what? So this whole time, so she's hit with a flood of emotions that are just rushing through her. Her eyes are wide open. She's like, Dapantula. You know, it wasn't even, she didn't even scream or she was not shocked or anything. It was just, Dapantula. Oh my God. Hello, Kola.
Oh, ay, okwa kengele lang kwao.
Okwa kengele lang kwao, mwana wange. Could I leave that guy?
Oh, ay, bakweto, shing.
You know your best friend's house, huh? You know all the tricks, Moss.
All the tricks
to your best friend's house, which I get to pity Manosheri, like Opnokasin, Okasindo Kamaka, Akakarakoki, Manya, Kakusa Kwara, then you just maneuver like this, huh? Then you get in, you understand. Yeah?
Genokwaria make a match on a name.
Eh.
If I was a big boy now, if I was a boy, honestly speaking, and then she tried, and then she came in like this and she found us.
Eh.
Dapandula, oh yeah, I get poko mako.
Dapandula, my dear, just leave the guy. Yeah?
You know what I would do, ne?
Eh?
Me as a man, honestly speaking, I'm just going to make sure that that Monica, 2, 3, 4 months, they were not married, you know, because they were just
they were just dating, you know.
Yeah, they were just,
but they're also senior. They're 32, so it's dating for marriage. You know?
I think it's fine. It's fine. Honestly speaking, I'm going to wipe away that Monica's tear, those bitter tears. And I'm really going to wipe them away.
How?
And I will tell you, oh silly, my sweetheart.
But Ndapandula is also your girlfriend.
They
are both your girlfriends. You're even taking her to Sauces Flay. How?
Ndapandula manipulated everything.
My dear, how?
She coerced me.
How do you know? Yeah? Maybe the tate also just found Ndapandula attractive. Maybe the tate was also just sitting there quiet.
They supposed to have to exercise them because we're talking about ethics, moral compass, and issues like that. How do we really, you know, because otherwise you'll be feeling guilty for most of your life.
That's if you have a moral compass, Tate Bwana. If not, my dear, atumbangula.
Gabriel, I know you.
My dear.
You know, I'll go like that.
But at the end of the day, that the Bwana, you also know.
I also want you. You are also beautiful.
I love you. Dapi. My dear.
wale ko ninyataka kwene ikufi kwa ai natu ninyaka inuwe tunga wakaya ewa no shina amekulo I'm sorry man
ewa tatepona
ok jenda pande kwa shponga
kwa niko shponga maitia
ok
ewa
my dear. So they are sitting there. So Monica is standing there in the room, shocked at what her sister has done. You understand, kucha? Ndapandula. You understand? But then, you know, a grace, a flood of emotions came over her. And then she started crying. And then she said, I just never expected it. I never expected it from you, sis. So all those times you are telling me to leave him, sister.
Hello, Kola.
Have the sister or friend or what?
You, if you are friends for over 20 years, you might as well be sisters,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah, you are right. That is a crook, man. I was crooking.
I can't wait for my flu to finish so that I can laugh in peace. Now I'm just out here laughing in intervals, you know, like... But anyways, so she's looking at this person like, you owe me loyalty. You owe me a life of friendship, of sisterhood, of love. How could you do this to me? You understand? Then the cockroach stands up and says, whoa, 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 Monica. Monica, it's not like that. It's not like that. Check out. No, Monica, don't do anything. Monica was not going to do anything. Monica was just standing, eh? The cockroach stands up and says, Monica, don't do anything. No, whoa, 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 whoa. No, don't do anything. Ha. Huh. Monica is like, me, I'm not violent. What are you saying? And first of all, for starters, Monica is like, we don't attack women. We don't attack women. We are going to deal with you. But I just need to know the betrayal that Napandula put me through. Like, what was it? When was it? When did it start, Napandula? Then she started crying, you understand? When she started crying, Napandula, my dear, Napandula is there in her phone scrolling. Napandula even decided that she's going to call the police because she just doesn't trust her friends. Like, she just doesn't trust her friends, you know? I don't know.
Hello, caller. Oh, my. Which is Monica on the Pandura? Oh, yeah, my dear. Korane, cockroach around. But at the end of the day, both these people owe Monica loyalty. You understand? Yeah. And don't we think we can look at this guy also like, what type of man is this now?
Yeah.
We understand that Pandura is mkengerevi because she's even telling the other one, Kucha, no, you must leave the guy. He's not for you. He's not a nice guy. I hate him, right? Mara, tatene. So even that night when he was on the phone, he was on the phone with Napandula.
Yeah?
Oh, nango tipura kucha. Yes, sis. Yeah? Best friends, 20 years.
Shadiko
Shponga, but it's happening, my dear.
Yeah.
What type of advice would you give Monica?
I just don't know what to say.
Your heartstrings are also pulled, kucha. Whoa.
Yeah.
Titem farano ko sources flame on awangi. Here at home, he's saying, kucha, can I nando dollar your petrol?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, okay, it's okay. It's a ratio, man.
Oh, hi, Salas.
Yeah.
Oh, my name. Ish, kwa kengerera nkwao. But the tate also now. Kamunashaye, there are no other women in the world to date. He must just be cheating with his sister, the friend.
Yeah, man.
Eh, kamunaye, like, why is he looking so close here?
Oh,
anyway,
so that's
pretty simple. Ewa, thank you so much for calling, Salas. I marked you present.
Okay.
Ewa. Bye.
Bye.
Mm. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, my dear.
Rimone na meumbo ile mongeshefa e akulo lo internet talimbri palele norishi okulinekerwa lo parates parates paife otenje e akulo lo pamakwatafando mamidingoro kongashi ondangwa ongwe diva no shakati nekukupa owa we data osheo e akulo lo network la shiako tereda po parates.africa/na de tolitalele komayakuro de tolitalele komaludi omayakuro avo hava Anja ilo sign up na bo pa online.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So we are dealing with an issue of deception amongst friends and amongst lovers, right? So these two girls are standing there. No, Ndapandula is in bed on her phone. She decided to call the police because she just doesn't trust Monica's outcome. What if Monica does something? She's not about that life. And Monica is asking the other one, Kucha, why? How can you do this? I thought you loved me. I thought you are my friend. I thought we are the creme de la creme of each other's lives. How could you do this? Now the cockroach okuripo katine. He's inside there like, no, Monica, don't do anything to Ndapandula. No, no, Monica, don't do anything. Monica is like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just shocked that you people can be this stupid. Now, listeners, what type of advice would you give Monica? Caught in a situation like this, what type of advice would you give Monica? Because we are looking at issues that are surrounding us on a daily. Let's look at Shannon's issue, for example. Shannon was the young lady that got killed by her cousin best friend, after she had found out that the cousin best friend was sleeping with the boyfriend, father of the baby. But the story is that cousin best friend was first dating this guy, and then they started cheating behind there. So now for us to decipher this, I wanted us to decipher it because we didn't get to the violent part yet, right? We are talking about facing this issue head on. Personally, what I would do in this situation. So I walk in. Ndapandula is in bed with our man, our guy, because yeah, she likes what I like and I like what she likes, clearly. All right. I would show her how disappointed I am. I would cry and all of that. But then also, I'm also the same person to just take my key and walk out. I would walk out no matter how difficult the situation is, because we are not born murderers. We are not born violent. We are not born all these things. But it takes somebody to just trigger. And for us not to be triggered, we have to eliminate ourselves out of the situation, right? So in this case, I would walk away. And then I'll go and call them and text them probably from the car or from home where we are far away or whatever, but as long as we are not in the same place, you understand? So people that have been in these situations, I want to know, you guys. I want to know what it is. Like, what would you do if you found your best friend in the bedroom with your spouse? What would you do? And even though we are looking at Ndapandula as the culprit, because maybe we are looking at the mileage, we are looking at the distance, and we are looking at the duration of their relationship with Monica, right? We have to look at other things like Ndapandula has never really been an active participant of their relationship with Monica. Hello. Has never really been an active participant of their relationship with Monica. It has always been Monica is doing the most. Monica is the one that's calling. Monica is the one that's checking up on the other. Monica has always been the one that is available and giving 90% to the relationship. So now we go back to reciprocation, you understand. When you are doing a lot more than the other party that is also supposed to be doing more, but this person is not doing it. So we look at the basis of their friendship. Who is visiting who? How many times is this person visiting? Are you the only one being a friend to the other one? Or is this person also being a friend to you? We look at the depth, right? Because even though you say, this is my day one friend, this is my day one from the beginning, and we have been through so much together, let's look at it. Like, what exactly have you been through? Because if you are going to attend their family things and their what, and you are going to their mother's what, and their all of that, but this person never comes over to your house, is it really a friendship? Is this friendship based or built on concrete stone, or was it always just built on a beach where the waves can come and wash it away? Napandula has shown signs that she is not very eager in the relationship with Monica. And that is why it's easy for her to downplay their relationship and get into bed with somebody. Now, we might even be missing the plot by saying that maybe this is not the first spouse or partner of Monica's that she has done this with. Because at the end of the day, she feels she is most now superior to the other one. She feels she's better than the other one, and that's why the other one does not deserve love or affection or good things. That's why when Monica goes to her friend to share business ideas, to share inimataitungu, you understand? Napandula is also number one to shut it down. That would never work, my friend. That is not a good idea, my friend. You are not okay, my friend. But are you really my friend? Because if nothing that I'm doing is ever good, right? Then what type of friendship do we have? Hello, caller.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Tate. How are you?
All good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when it comes to that,
yes,
in case you know, Monica, or friendship, which are not relationship, are people.
Both of them are relationships. Both of them are relationships. The friendship they have is a relationship on its own, and then the intimate relationship is a relationship on its own.
Mm-hmm. Now. Relationship, open more relationship, and I'm going
mm-hmm. Boundaries. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you should set up boundaries whereby your friends mm-hmm. can get in your. They sit if upon our poker don't know and they
can't.
In a caring open anger, but we can go to the open to the open the open ashes, the postory, the piro, the nango, whom when your story, the part to popia to Kundafana or oil. Marangengo Ferend, the Angendo, Oya, the poker don't know, and the can, the poem, we pay
and
nothing.
And then you create your own, you create your own friendship outside of me.
Oh, nation. I ngao ngao ita siki endaka sinasani na Monica. Opo ni nane kucho advice I dipito duro kuyanja sasi onu ingandi si offerende ayo kuna kunshiva na narira kucha ya Monica kulinga nonga. Taife menu eri eri kongere postrare jendiri wake kukuye. Kosho kuna nesi to siningari ka natambure kwe kesi shwe hapo nitatikire komeso ngengu ferendo ta uteka na uteke.
Yeah.
Ndeta hii komeso nongara mwenye ende tashivakucha ini mairi ingao haituru kwe peninga. Ya, kasi nane kucha ferende oe o mwakara na efimboli sike peni. Ngenge noho taduru kutikira te sitambura kukucha ae ferende yao kwa waka kongo itawae. Mm-hmm. Ae, oyo, nisitambure kwa ike.
Ya.
Marini mao hae tuangere ngere ne kuwa eferensi pangaze tundoka aline inga bando. Nukukara ikiwa nukira ferende moho nguwa ike boroko to ferende anjende ontu kushikucho kuringini nunangini kushikucho kwa o ferende nana arera iringini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, Osho. What is your name?
Linekela.
Hi, Linekela. I'll mark you present. I'm giving out certificates of attendance at the end of the year.
Thank you, Eliza.
Ewa.
Marking and zere.
And the kum marking a sherry.
Opotaikara.
Opotaikara. Anga teti. Ewa. Okay. That was Linekela. And Linekela is saying that often in situations such as this one, these things are caused by lack of boundaries within friendships. Hello, caller.
Ah, I'm on the number seven and doing it. I'm all in Nekela.
My dear, Linekela say wawa.
All in that. Unakara to Linekela.
Linekela omweni.
Linekela omweni. Linekela kalunga.
You have to have trust and faith.
Unumea womongba.
Ewa.
Yeah, she's not going to get the Pandora Bushango.
Ewa, thank you, Tate Buena. All right. So what Linekela was saying is that at the end of the day, often these issues within relationships, when somebody else gets into bed with somebody that they are not supposed to, is usually caused by the lack of boundaries that we have with friends. Now, the lack of boundaries that we have with friends is point number one, when you are in a relationship, right? Your boyfriend's friends are not your friends. And your girlfriend's friends are not your friends. There is no reason whatsoever under the sun that Elizabeth is now going to have dinner with Given. Or Elizabeth is going out for dinner with Kanjato, who happens to be spouse's friends, you understand? And by setting boundaries, it's also about the things we talk about within our relationships that are supposed to be private, but we share with our friends. Now, there's a good example. Né? I am one of the fortunate ones. Girlfriend allowance. Yeah. So now imagine telling your friend that is vindictive, right? That you have girlfriend allowance, it's this much, and you are being treated so nicely. There was this meme that I saw that says, men look at their friends' girlfriends and say, I want a woman like that. Women look at their friends' boyfriends and say, I want that man. Not a man like that, no, I want that one. All of a sudden he becomes very attractive. All of a sudden he's very nice. Have you ever seen that somebody is single for 2 years? No one wants to date them. You date them for 2 months. All of a sudden he's a hot topic. All of a sudden his inbox is filled with girls. All of a sudden his phone is being blown up. He becomes attractive when he becomes when he's less accessible, you understand? And those are the things that Linekela is talking about, like the boundaries within relationships. It is not necessary for you to share every living detail of your relationship with family or friends. It is important to somehow keep a private life, you understand? Especially if you guys are new or you guys have established that this is a forever thing. It's important to keep privacy. So let's talk about the fact that your family members, right? Your family members like your spouse in accordance to what you say about your spouse. Now, if you are telling your family members how not nice your spouse is, it is automatic, because then that means they are going to hate the spouse that you only talk bad things about. And it is going to be reciprocated. Every time he comes there, whatever, you understand. Because we are painting a picture of this person that we are with. And up until somebody gets to know them by themselves, we are the only witnesses of their goodness or their evil.
Go far with Paratus. Go further with Paratus Fiber. Paratus, offering high-speed, reliable fiber connectivity, starting from only $599 per month. Unlimit your lifestyle and visit na.paratus.africa for more information.
Always prepare, Paratus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I can see that you, the ladies are not coming in. Memaria didn't come in, and Dina didn't come in for the past two days. Anna didn't come in. Deshi didn't come in. I'm out here being a very concerned lecturer to the basic needs of humanity, and I'm looking at you guys like. Oh, zero, dondino. You understand? Because we are here to teach, to direct, to guide each other. I want to hear about your encounters with friends. I want to hear about your relationship with the people that you have been in association with. I want to know, how do you guys draw the line between friends and foes? Because at the end of the day, when we look at this, ladies and gentlemen, we look at it from a sense of betrayal. Now, we can either look at the betrayal as this one encounter, or we can backtrack on everything. Hello, caller. Hello. My dear, hi Anna. Oh, I know that Ndayone Mokuyora Kwanje Keshikishan on call, oh my dear. So I'm just out here like,
I don't even know it's me.
I know it's you because of the laugh, my dear. I also want to contribute to the laugh, but I'm like, oh, I. Ndiripuyara no kanas to kemo na wang.
Good evening, Elizabeth.
Good evening, Anna. How are you?
I'm good,
I am fantastic. So have you ever had a friend that betrayed you on such levels?
My friends are single.
Oh, your friends are single and they are not debbering with your boyfriend?
We are all of us.
Oh, squad, that's a single squad. So you guys are under pandulas or what?
The first one.
My dear, it's Namibia here. Don't screw one that I'm packing one kero.
We already passed the terms and conditions.
But what would you do if something like this happened to you?
What will I?
What would you do if something like this happened to you? Eh? Anna. Oh, Anna. Ano peku kanisa mombe pombera, zengurura sherry. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. So once upon a time, I was very and madly in love with this boy. His name, we'll call him Jackals, because you know, Kavanje, you know. Jackals, you understand. So he was my first love. He was brilliant. He was beautiful, right? Hello, caller.
Pumpkin.
Yes, my beloved Mariah.
My dear, so
school funder to packing. Oh, my school funder to packing. My dear, it's Namibia. So, oh no, Karawa, wake up! Oh no, Karawa, wake up! Can I catch?
Why? For the why?
I don't know. I also don't know why these school people, my dear. I'm trying to. I've been trying to get into their brains for the past 18 years. Oh, shit.
Oh, what? And
Monica.
Monica is the one that's finding Ndapandula with her guy in bed.
If I was also Monica, I could just stand there and look at them.
My dear.
Pick up my stuff and then walk the walk.
My dear, walk.
And then I don't know. It's not that I don't want to talk to them anymore, but the friendship, it's the boyfriend stuff and everything, it's over.
Everything is over, Monica.
Just hello.
Not because even if hello. If you are walking past me, I'll walk the other side. Huh?
Because if you start questioning stories, people just say, and all those.
Hurt yourself even more, Tokito Rokan.
Yes, just leave them. Walk away.
My dear, then 6 months later, you find pictures of them on Instagram. They got married.
On the Ziarondo. Meme, I'm go 250.
My dear.
Oh, okay. For the wine.
Why?
You're not my sinner. Oh, I have to cross and the guy to parking.
No. But the question is, why couldn't he just leave Monica so that he can be with his Ndapandula? Why does he need his bread buttered on both sides?
No, I'm not clear what I have.
But they are friends, man. Go look at
them. But the whole problem is also Ndapandula. Ndapandula wouldn't walk him, man. Yes. You cannot do that to a friend.
Eh.
No, there is no such thing.
Ndapandula is telling the other one, Kucha, that guy is not nice. That guy, leave him.
And then at the end of the day, you are with the guy.
The bad guy. The bad guy that you hate.
No. You can't do such thing to your friend.
My dear.
My
dear, I pulled the heartstrings. Man. Ini mai happening again, okay? My dear, now they are getting married on Instagram.
Oh.
Namibia, stop weddings.
Namibia for you. Why I said, I'm moving out of Namibia and relocate to Swakopmund.
Isn't Swakop in Namibia? How?
Namibia.
Swakop is maybe better. Shashokune putanga.
Yeah,
asabli.
Bye.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking at the scroofies, the scroofers, and unscroofables, you understand. At the end of the day, okwikarakohi is not the way to go. But also us, as individuals, we must learn to look at people in their true colors. When somebody shows you who they are or tells you who they are, believe them. Don't wait or expect anything else. When they show you who they are, believe them. You should have believed her when she didn't show up for your things. You should have believed her when she didn't care to apologize to you. You should have believed her when she betrayed you prior to this betrayal, you understand? Hello, caller.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Tate, how are you?
I'm very fine, how are you?
I am fantastic.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Uh-huh.
There are things that I understand, there are things that I don't understand. Friendship have levels.
Yes.
There are people that call each other friends, but these people, they otherwise you are telling me you are talking mates.
Or associates.
So, yes. You are having in a talking mate or an associate. So this person is capable of being with your partner in bed.
Yeah.
But look at this. A friend. The person that would understand you even better than yourself.
Yes.
That's the definition of a friend to me. So my own friend that I have, even if my girlfriend or my wife approach this man and say, start touching and say, I admire you.
Mm.
It's either she will receive a slap,
mm-hmm.
or this gentleman will call me immediately and tell me the madness in this woman.
Yes.
You call that person a friend.
Yes.
Now, these mates or these people that we talk to,
mm-hmm.
these are the people that does not know what friendship is. They do not know where the zone ends, where the zone starts. They do not know where the boundary is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not call these people friends.
Yeah. Could it be that we are living in a generation where we throw the words friend out too loosely?
Yes, please.
Yeah. We give that title to anybody, even those that don't deserve it.
Even the mere scorpions and
yeah.
the mere snakes, we are calling them friends.
Yes.
But you see that's where it comes in. A person is saying, I cannot trust my friend. What are you? Because you see, to
then
me,
why are you there if you cannot trust somebody, you know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because to me, a friend, my best, okay, there is a best friend, there is a friend.
Yes.
A friend can be male to female, can be female to female, or male to male.
Yes.
But look at this, myself, my best friend is male.
Mm-hmm.
And this person becomes either my big brother or my small brother.
Mm-hmm.
The person that even if 4 o'clock in the morning he see a missed call from me, he will call back to give credit, or he will run to me if it is possible.
Yeah.
I call that person a best friend.
Yes.
Now the rest of the friend is, if I tell this person, listen, I'm stressed.
Mm-hmm.
This person will try and cheer me up.
Yeah.
So you get me in a good mood. I will call you a friend.
Yeah.
Not this person apparently is a friend. But now when this friend is with you or with somebody as they are talking about you, that is not a friend.
Yeah.
And there is no friendship there. Otherwise, you are telling me it's snake ship or scorpion ship or any other nonsense ship.
Mm-hmm.
So the story of a beautiful lady finding her boyfriend in bed with a person so-called a friend.
Mm-hmm.
The previous caller, I love her so much. That I would pick and pack and walk the walk.
Yes.
Even live in Namibia to talk of Mount. Just
my dear. She's single. My dear, She's single. By the way, she's single.
Already you know.
My
from
dear.
From that very moment, you already know.
Uh-huh.
You are single.
Yes.
Because look, also a partner that have respect of you will never do that.
Ever.
In my own bed with another woman, while I'm using this bed with my woman.
Yes.
Something is wrong. I'm not. It's either I'm mentally disturbed.
Yeah.
Or something is just not right. You cannot do that. A normal person cannot do that. Either of the two.
Mm.
Whether you are the person that is being brought into another person's bedroom,
yeah.
you are not normal.
Yeah.
Whether you are the person that is bringing that other person into your bedroom,
yeah.
you are not normal.
Yeah.
Because first thing. You do not even have respect.
Yeah.
Just for yourself.
Mm.
Just for yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have respect for yourself.
I absolutely agree.
Now, if you do not have respect for yourself,
who are you going to have respect for?
Or let us not call you a human being because you are not a human being.
Yeah.
There is not a single human being who does not have respect for him or herself.
Yeah. Ewa netati.
Oh, tokero na ukaro ma.
Ewa, tokero apona watati.
Ewa.
Bye. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we throw the term friend out too loosely. We throw the term best friend too loosely. We throw the terms of endearment out too loosely so that it does not have weight, nor does it have value. When we throw these terms out, we are quick to say, no, children, this is my friend. No, beloved, this is my friend. But in actual fact, they are not friends. They're just associates, people that you know. Hello, caller.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Tate.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
Fantastic.
Fantastic. I like it a lot.
Well, in matter of fact, I have no comment on the topic, but I have just learned something new today.
What did you learn?
Three words.
Yes.
Scoofer, scoofy,
and scoofer. And unscoofable.
And unscoofable.
My dear,
I
just scoofer.
I have, I have really enriched my vocabulary.
Of course. Thank you so much. We like to put emphasis on good things here at Eagle FM. All right, thank you so much. All right, sleep well. What's your name?
Simon.
All right, Simon.
Bye.
Bye. We are out here, ladies and gentlemen. We are doing the most. We are trying to address the elephant in the room. We are talking about social, contemporary social issues that we are facing on a regular basis. If you are out there, hello, caller.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, Tate. How are you?
Very fine.
Are you sure?
Yes. Very
great.
Sure. Yeah, just to comment on the topic of today.
Mm-hmm.
Just like just like to confirm that things of that nature happen.
Yeah.
It happens everywhere.
Yeah.
Because it says that your friends what? The friends meet, is another medicine.
Yeah.
But then here, it doesn't work like that.
Yes.
My friend doesn't work like that.
So your friend's girlfriend kind of catch?
Is also your crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me put it this way.
Mm.
Like at universities.
Mm-hmm.
There's no serious relationship.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you.
Hmm. Shame, man. Like, you are crushing their dreams out there. They're in relationship for 6 months now at university. Now you are crushing their dreams. Kucha, there's no serious relationship at university.
There is no serious relationship at university.
Just like high school.
They are hustling here.
We will pull their heartstrings here, us. We will tell them the truth, us. How?
This is affecting any single mistake that the lady has been to expose. Her boyfriend, like, no, my guy is cool. He do me like A, B, and C.
Mm.
That friend will take the advantage.
Yeah.
And then after all, you will find them. They were best friends yesterday, and tomorrow they were worst friends.
They are not talking anymore.
They were worst friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of that guy.
Enemies of mass destruction.
Us boys, we don't mind for as long as we are providing.
Yeah.
What we need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can come on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at university, there is no relationship here.
I also.
Yeah, what comes on the table is what we eat.
We are eat or be eaten, my dear. Saturday. Eat or be eaten, Saturday. Hey. My dear. Saturday. Hey. Saturday, my dear. Gero chiasha chi kurio chiripo chitafura. Saturday. Hey.
Si chiripo chitafura. Saturday.
Na shiriwe.
Oh,
my goodness.
They are all single.
The whole squad there is single. Oh, the credit finished even while we're about to crack some very disturbing jokes as we will laugh. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, if you are going through this, if you have gone through this, if this is your reality, sweetheart, buckle up. Nobody said it was going to be easy. Buckle up, stand up, wash your face, make yourself pretty because you deserve to smile and you deserve to be the ultimate you. Don't touch anybody's body, my dear. Walk away. Walk away and go and find peace because unfortunately, let's just look at it. If we look at it fully, in all its element, there were always telltale signs that this person is not for you. But you didn't want to take it. From me here at Eagle FM, the matriarch of Eagle FM, Elizabeth, I've been pulling heartstrings for a minute now. And I have realized that on a daily that we are conquering issues that nobody wants to talk about.
We are addressing the elephant in the room, ladies and gentlemen. We are the disrespectful children that are sent to the forefront. Nobody even sent us. We just came out of the room to talk. Yes. I am loving you always. I am saying goodbye. Caller?
I am loving you always.
Chivuri?
Yes, Memina?
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Memina? We've got 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Thank you so much. Okay, it's pull your strings or whatever.
Pulling heartstrings.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Which means not serious. Are you serious or you're not serious?
Very, very serious.
Okay, your last caller.
Yeah.
He's a male.
Yeah.
Respecting a woman.
Yeah.
Should be number one on the male.
Yeah.
Because he comes from a female.
Yeah.
Whatever he said,
mm-hmm.
truly speaking,
mm-hmm.
it's a big zero.
Mm.
That shows that he doesn't have a respect mm. of a woman.
Mm.
That is just not right mm-hmm. on somebody who is young, mm-hmm. having a long life
yeah.
to fit mm-hmm. in this world.
Yeah.
And to be having that kind of a mentality,
mm.
it's disgusting.
What offended you about his mentality, Memina?
Yeah, of saying whatever is on the table is what eat.
Mm. Maybe people that should have self-respect for themselves first also.
That is mm. the thing.
Yeah.
That means whatever mm. he said, it mm. shows what kind of a person he is.
Mm. But who is dishing? But Memina, who is on mm. the table to be eaten? Is that not a woman?
Yeah, it's a woman.
Mm.
He's a male, mm. and whatever he says,
mm-hmm.
whatever is on the table mm-hmm. is to be eaten.
Yeah.
That means
mm.
he got no even
moral compass.
No moral
yeah.
of himself, who mm. he is.
Mm.
That is disgusting. And yeah. on top of that, mm-hmm. not respecting a woman.
Yeah.
We shouldn't condone this kind of upbringing,
behavior.
Young mm. people coming, talking that way.
Mm.
They have a long way to go in this world.
Yeah. I'm sure he's listening and I'm sure he's taking your advice.
Yes, and mm. generation to generation.
Yeah.
It improve or it get worse.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. whatever he said, that is wrong.
Okay.
He disgusted me when I listened to it.
Mm.
That is not the right way to go. Whatever is on the table should be eaten.
All right.
No. We are bringing them out of our wounds
mm-hmm.
and not disrespecting us that way.
Mm.
At all.
All right,
thank
mommy.
You. Good night.
All right. Sleep well.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, beloved. Thank you so much for accommodating me. I am loving you always. You guys are the apples of my eye. I am the matriarch. We are pulling heartstrings and we are addressing the elephant in the room, no matter how big it is. We will dice it and slice it until it becomes an ant. And then when it's an ant, we will stomp on it. Do you know why? Because we are superior. We run the show. We is the show. From me, Elizabeth, I'm out.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of...
Como uyelele eli kwapo, ke ngundana dingi, no kuanjo mitoko va dengi, ovo vahala kukufa ombiga no kuanja o maele avo, pulikina kuprograma ya pengo mito, o kupitilamo radio Ikela FM, alushe pengo mito, o programa dingi.
Mwakati korubede rohude undi, ora tienjo o Ikela FM ya lida era karaimba mbehina raka. Tuhanasa na chine ne omahungi wenyando, omayihameno, oruhode, noma unjiro. Na wina kukara noma pulilo, wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe okuhungira ohunga noma mwina woye. Kukusha orati winji o Ikela FM ika onje kumurungu, nomekulisiro yoshiwana. Matu hepa oruyameto roye, mshimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombude, nonjibisiro. Na wina inji on demokrasi ya ihe muupranga wayo. Hinda ombatroyo ye yodoranda esere no iwaeleta, omblu waeleta po isi waeleta, konomo alanji. Onora, ohambo ndato imwe, ombali, wolo norambari oine oimwe olo ine mbari miaro kana nombo nangiru kwao onora ohambo ndatu oimwe ombali olo norambari oime oimwe olo ine mbari po hinda no EFT po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House ombanga njio kamuti FNB ombranch ko utenji ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mwise miaka na branch ko utanjo ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mwise wakao namba kumwe itiza shimaliwa oyonji ohambo umwe oba mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo onora ndatu oine ondatu onomora mumwe itiza shimaliwa ko FNB oyonji ohambo umwe odo mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo onora ndatu oine ondatu ungulita o emaila po onomora yoye osho o referensa yoye
Eagle FM the eye.